Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know what I do care about? That it's Monday. Oh, thank God Monday's finally here. Enough of that weekend BS. Hi, everyone. Did it rain enough for you? Was it a deluge at your house as well?
You know, I had a moment where I wanted to...
leave the house?
Bitch and moan. But I realized January was gorgeous. And I truly soaked up every drip.
Almost too gorgeous. Like... concerningly gorgeous.
Well, and I paid attention. I was like, I know that this needs to change for all our own good.
But it was warm-ish.
It was. It's getting, there should be snow coming, though, in the next couple storms.
So we're looking at some stacked storms then. Like, the rain's back.
But it definitely, and
it was 55 degrees when I left my house
today. I'm not happy to mention it, but it definitely rained on those mountains.
Mm. Yeah.
It felt good this morning, though, the temperature.
Yeah, like positively balmy. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, this doesn't feel like what February should feel like.
It's supposed to flip. So we'll see. For today, clouds and rain.
Yeah.
Tomorrow should be colder and also more clouds and rain.
Mm. Yay. Clouds and rain.
Hey, it's all good.
No, it's great.
It is.
It really is.
What, did you stay in the house the whole weekend?
Basically.
So you won the, this is your.
I did win.
A previous statement.
Maybe you've updated it. I did win and lose though, Vinny. John's under the weather. And so
we're about to get COVID again.
No. He doesn't have COVID, and we did test for that. He has a cold, though. And I felt like, well, you know, we're trapped in the house. He's really my only company in here. I'm just going to. But I mean, knock wood. Yeah. Feel totally fine. Our makeout session for today is canceled, my friend. But no, I feel fine. And actually, he's kind of on the. I will say that he was sicker last week than he was.
It's going to be. This isn't just him. Everybody's got something.
I know. There is a creeping crud going.
There's no way we go into his surgery vacation.
I know.
Without being sick.
I can't get sick before surgery.
Well, you can't,
so no making up for you either. Our session's canceled as well.
Wait a minute.
But I'm going to see a very...
You're making out with both of us now? What happened here?
You're not supposed to know what's happening with both of us.
You just slipped up.
I got access to the lactation room. What can I say?
Oh, boy.
And I just could not resist the lactation room. If that was the price I had to pay, I was going in. So anyway, this past weekend, John's sick. And you know what big babies men are.
I don't, actually. I like to be alone and I just handle my business.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you're no trouble.
I'm no trouble.
I'm sure that's true. I'm sure you're not the only guy who thinks that either. So just I'll be fine. Just leave. It's fine. I just want to be alone. So anyways, because we sleep in separate rooms and because he had this tachycardia thing a couple of years ago where he was waking up in the middle of the night and it was like holy racing heartbeat. But I didn't want to move back in his room with him. So we got this like medic alert thing. So there's a thing plugged into the wall in my room so that he can hit the button if he's having an event in his room.
You know, you should really never make fun of me again, ever.
About what?
In the history of the world.
What's wrong with that? That's a nice way for him to be able to call for me if he needs anything.
Wow.
Listen, I don't want to bother you. And I'm, know me. I just want to be alone.
Get a bell. Ding, 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 ding.
I wouldn't be able to hear that. His room is like down a hall, and I'd never hear that. I need
the loudest ding dong thing. Empathy, it just pours off you.
I know, right? Oh, God, what a loving, supportive.
How do you do it?
I don't know, Ben. I ask myself that all the time. God, you're such a saint. Why are you such a saint?
It's gotta be Ellie.
It's gotta be. Came from my mom.
Can I pull Vin aside for 1 second?
Sure.
Severance, episode 3.
I didn't watch it.
Best episode probably ever of the series.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's all I'm going to say.
I cannot wait.
Okay. I almost texted you because I was like, this is so good.
I actually had Christina came up here and ran in that race, the SF half marathon, the Kaiser half.
Yeah.
So I was home.
Oh, that must have been miserable.
It was Well, she loves the race and she loves the track.
Of course.
Right. And I've heard all about it. It's her favorite run. She loves it. But she finished and then went, we're at, I forget the order. Oh, she was like, we're at 45th and we parked at 10th. And I go, yeah. And she goes, so we walked 35 blocks back to our car. And I go, you're the Uber lady. I don't have Uber. I'd have to walk that.
She didn't have her phone.
I don't know what the deal was. She
do
didn't
you carry your phone if you're doing it? Is this
she,
a half
she
marathon?
Carries her phone all the time.
Yeah.
So
this is a half marathon, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So she got to do that and then also walk back 35.
Back. Her and Emily walked all the way back in the rain.
Wow.
And I just, I thought, well, you know, races are fun.
Wow.
But I don't know. I still don't. She said there were a lot of Waymos, but I didn't have the Waymo app. And I said, well, now you know.
Yeah.
But I guess for some reason.
That's.
She couldn't. So
yeah, I'm really. Maybe everyone was calling for one at that point.
Anyway, I was going to watch Severance during the day, but I kind of like it better. So then at night, the Grammys were on.
Mm.
And I watched as much of that as I could. It was excellent.
Yeah. How'd you like Trevor?
I thought Trevor was good. You know, there's the angle was to raise money for the disaster that had just hit LA.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of that talk.
It was the theme of the night.
It's not it's not entertaining and it's heartbreaking. Mm. So there is an element of that that while I
a reminder that that's what's going on outside the doors there at the theater.
So it's a bummer. And everybody was trying their hardest
to
sort of.
Is it raining down there?
I think so.
Yeah.
I can check, but I think so, yeah. I mean, they were talking about the concern now is mudslides, and you know what? Let them slide.
The devegetated hills.
We just need the water to hit all of that area.
It does need a good soaking.
So.
Because that's the thing, like hot pockets can hang and just be like, well, we're just waiting for things to dry out so we can start back up again. Mm-hmm. Get this party restarted.
So anyway, but I really liked the show. There were a few really big surprises, lots of new artists. Some of them I was going, I don't know who this is.
Right.
And
you should watch with Michael Martin. I'm sure he'd know.
At one point, he was probably there, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Our boss like goes to that stuff and
does,
is, you know, part of those events.
He didn't say anything about it to us, though, last week. Normally he would say if he was.
He did talk to us from a hotel, though.
Well, that's true. That was on Friday, right?
Yeah.
But they've had a bunch of meetings last week, I don't know.
Who can keep up with?
I really can't. And honestly, I'm like, when someone says meeting, I immediately glaze over and just don't know what they've said.
I'm always like, what did we do? happened?
What do I have to sit through this time? Yes, I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person. I say terrible things and the wrong thing all the time. Could you give me a list of topics and I'll try and stick to it?
Let's move off of this.
Should we?
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a big thing planned for the Grammys for 7 o'clock, including the fashion, which there was a clear winner. A clear winner. Who won fashion at the Grammys? I'm going to tell you.
You're not going to say Chapel.
No, not.
I loved what she did. She was good, you know. And
what did she do? I did not see her.
She did a performance at Pink Pony Club and it was excellent.
Yeah. Like, so she's wearing like kind of the pink cowboy outfit.
The whole drag getup and had drag clowns and like it was
fun.
Really, really cool. More cool than even her performance was. You could see the other celebrities in the crowd love her too.
Mm.
They were all standing and singing and into it. And that's.
Yeah. She's a little darling. People love Chapel Roan.
That is
delightful.
A jaded room of, you know, longtime celebrity people to get them up and singing with you.
Right.
I mean, I know they know they're on TV.
Did
so
you
that's
see
part
Taylor
it,
in the audience?
I did.
And was she singing along word for word with every song?
And looked amazing.
Well, I mean, she's Taylor the whole time.
I know, but that's a lady who I'm not particularly sexually attracted to is maybe the way to put it. She looked incredible, though. Like a short skirt, long legs, highest heels you could possibly stand in.
I wonder if I think she won the best dress.
Oh, do you think she did?
I have the answer.
Oh, okay, she did.
It's 7 o'clock.
She looked amazing.
Seven o'clock. 7 o'clock, we'll do it.
So, and I'm, like I said, I'm not normally, but I went, whoa, hubba.
Well,
hubba.
When I tell you who won, and, you know, there are lots of contenders for this. When I tell you who won, you will not remember what anyone else wore. I will show you, and you will.
Oh, I know. I know who it is.
Don't say who it is. Keep it on the down low.
Under that giant
Because,
stack.
Honestly, there was nothing else. There was no one else. It was a clear winner.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I actually don't. I don't say too much, but I can't imagine that anyone who's seen that does not know what I'm talking about. 7 o'clock. And by the way, we podcast this whole show. So it's even if you're like, well, I'll be at work at 7 o'clock. We're available to you 100% of the time.
Or we, you know, ask that you ditch.
Yeah, just ditch. Just go in the bathroom and turn on the Odyssey app. And there we are. And you'll get to hear.
Hang out
won.
With us.
Yeah, just put your headphones on.
Winning. Duh. Yeah, put your headphones on. By the way, I would like to say that for no reason other than John was sick the whole weekend, we did not drink. And he double dipped. He got it both days.
Oh, Nook, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so here's a sick guy.
Sick guy.
And you're making out with him.
No. I was making out with one part of him, but he got some action this weekend.
Holy smokes.
You're going to get us sick.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you are. Look, going
honestly,
into vacation.
Honestly, just accept that we can't make out today, you guys.
Hip vacation's coming up fast.
Oh, my God.
You better be more careful.
Well, and I'm going to see someone who's sick, too. So I wouldn't be able to. So I'll be fine.
Well, then
It's 2 weeks away. Me and John, he's already over it. I must have already had this cold because I don't have it. I mean, knock wood. Jesus, knock wood.
Please.
Because he is just miserable and so needy.
Oh, my God. That is your John.
I agree. I'll do anything for him, but so many things. Sheesh. Anyway, not a single drink the whole weekend. I was like, nah, what's the point?
Is that a prideful moment?
Well, it's just a very different, it's not like me at all. I'll tell you that right now. But it was Friday night and, you know, I was doing something and he was working on something in the studio and I was like, oh my God, it's almost six. He goes, should we just skip drinking tonight? And at first I laughed. I'm like, yeah, right. And he goes, no, I was thinking about not drinking this weekend. I'm like, all right, fine. Whatever. What are we having for dinner? I forget what he made. He did still do all the cooking. He had to make his own chicken soup, you know. Listen, I can only make eggs. Serious.
Wow.
I'm sure he sneezed into it a few times.
Oh, my God.
KLOC. KLOC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.